Blog Talk Radio.
Black Hole Radio presents Messiah Lifestyle with our host, Captain Planet. Lifestyle with our host, Captain Planet.
Yes, yes, another episode. Poverty versus prosperity. That's today's topic. Poverty versus prosperity. So we're going to knock this out in a half an hour. We normally do an hour, but today's going to be a half an hour. Today will be a conversation based on information that you need. And the information that you need, you always have to read, write, and recite. Write that down. That's a I told you so moment. You need to read, write, and recite every bit of new information that you receive. That's the name of the game. Read, write, and recite to ensure that you're chasing prosperity instead of poverty. This episode will be in a solution to reroute the pollution that's on your mind so that we can work smarter and not harder. That's the name of the game. That's not a new phrase, but we have to apply it. We have to work smarter, not harder. So you can use your mind instead of working off of your back or your behind, working hard to explain to the next generation that we attempted to think our way through all of our problems. That's the name of the game. We have to think our way through all of our problems. We have to get rid of hip-hop out of our mind. A certain artist told us that we needed a round-the-way girl, gentlemen. Excuse me. I need an around-the-way God lady to validate me. As I always say, the black woman validates the black man to be God. Therefore, the black family is God. Welcome, my brothers and my others. And this is the 11th biweekly period. We missed one period, but this is episode 10. I'm not back. I'm better to all my disciples. I'm better in this episode because than the last episode because I am exactly aware of where I am in relationship to where I want to be. Now, what does that look like in an equation? That's called my average profit margin above my bills. I'm better than last week, than this week, because I was able to protect my average profit margin above my bills and move forward this biweekly period. This equation for mine and your average profit margin above your bills is, write this down. This is a I told you so moment. Okay? Write this down. Total cash plus total deferred, which is your 401k, your 457 or 403b. The reason why it's deferred, you're deferring the compensation till later. You add that together plus your total brokerage account. You divide that by the total amount of paychecks you have received in your career. That equals your average profit margin above your bills. We're in basketball season. Jimmy Butler, if he has 300 points, he played 10 playoff games. You divide that by 10, he's averaging 30 points a game. The same way how we know about Jimmy Butler's average is the same way we have to know about our average profit margin above your bills. This is so important, you must know, because this allows you to know what you have to protect in order to not go backwards. It allows you to have a GPS on your money. That's a God's portfolio system. This allows you to know the distance between where you are in relationship to where you want to be, the name of the game. My current average profit margin above my bills this week, we're talking about transparency, is $1,734.83 for the last 468 biweekly periods, which is 18 years. Okay, my first entry into the market was $73. So I went from $73. 18 years later, my average is $1,734. I really hope you comprehend that. If you have any questions, contact us at Black Hole Radio, BLACKHOLE, WHOLE, radio, RADIO, at gmail.com. Family, some of you got paid last week. And what did you do with your money that was above your bills? Write this down. This is a I told you so moment again. So do, you can remember I told you so. Okay, so remember, this is a I told you so moment. So if you don't do it, remember I told you so. Okay, you ready for the I told you so moment? If you keep or save $1,000, then that's the most it will be. However, if you invest it, that's the $1,000, into equity index fund, which is a replica of the S&P 500, which is 505 of the largest stocks in the world, which is 80% of the money in the world, which is also known as large cap, which at a minimum a company has $10 billion. You take that $1,000 you invested in that 10 years ago, that $1,000 would have actually grown to $3,800, meaning your $1,000 will now be $3,800. Now, if you put that $1,000 in the bank, 10 years later, guess what it's going to be? $1,000. The picture I'm trying to paint, that you have to invest the money to be able to get gains. If you do not invest the money, you're going backwards. Captain Planet, I never heard of the equity index fund. I never heard of the S&P 500. I never heard of large cap. I don't know what that means. Well, okay. I don't know what year-to-date means. The beginning of the year. Well, let me just let you know for some information that'll change the situation. The S&P 500 is up 9.97. And now I ask you, what is your net worth? And did your net worth go up 9.97 from the beginning? Let's round that to 10% from January until currently now. Did your overall net worth go up that much? Okay, cool. Next question is, I'm going to ask you, who is the number one company in the world? You can go to Google. Type in Google, who's the number one company in the world that's making the most money? The answer is, go to Google. Google will tell you, it's Apple. Now, Mr. Howard said the apple a day keeps the poverty away. Now, the next question is, how much Apple did you buy this paycheck? Are you following the pattern that I'm trying to go with? You have to utilize the logic in your own brain, and then you have to be able to execute. The execution is the revolution. So if you know Apple is number one in the world, right? Take something to drink. Is number one in the world. Then why didn't you buy any Apple shares the last time you got paid and you paid all your money and whatever money you had over your bills? Okay, you got to look in the mirror and ask yourself that question. You know they're number one in the world, but you did not choose to become a company, an owner of the number one company in the world. Okay, let's move forward, by the way. Apple is up 40% for the year. Just to let you know, from January to right now, Apple is up 40%. Ask yourself, did your net worth go up? Sit down. This is another I told you so moment. I told you that when a cumulative interest becomes your partner, You cannot fail economically. Why? Because you're going to get compounded interest on top of compounded interest. And Einstein said that accumulative interest is the eighth wonder of the world. That's what he said. Episode 10 will be an encyclopedia of solutions. Wow, I just thought about Dre. I had a conversation with Dre today. Dre is one of my mentors that I ruined the relationship with. However, he accepted one of my calls today. It was an amazing phone call. He was made a joke, and he was talking about something E equals MC squared, but I forgot to tell him that, hey, accumulative interest is the eighth wonder of the world. I'm glad we went over that today because I'll surely text him that when I'm done. All right, I really appreciate that Dre took my call. And, hey, don't give up on relationships, y'all. I was completely wrong in this particular mentorship and mentee relationship. I haven't spoken to him in years, and he took my phone call today, so I'm appreciative of that. Episode 10 will be an encyclopedia of solutions. Apple, as well as equity index fund, is a replica of the S&P 500, which will pay you dividends and go up in value through the course of time. Okay, that's the cumulative interest, it going up in value throughout the course of the time. Okay? Again, we have to work smarter and not harder. The stock symbol for VO for the S&P 500 in a brokerage account is VOO. Within the 401k and 457, it's called equity index fund. Okay? My name is Captain Planet because you can't live on a planet without a plan. The name of the show. The name of the show. The name of the show. We didn't say the name of the show. The name of the show is Messiah Lifestyle. Life is what God gives you. Style is how you live it. In our journey, they taught us to be like Mike Tyson, Jordan, and Jackson. Why be like them when you could be like the Messiah? Again, I'm not back. I'm better. The reason why I say I'm better is because I'm consistently investing my seed money, which is the extra money I have above my bills, which over time has become my believe money. The more I invest my seed money and I see results of progression, the more I believe in myself and I believe in my money that they're going to keep bringing me back more money unconditionally. The size of your seed money will become the size of your future. It's just that simple. My first investment was $73. That $73 through the course of accumulative interest is currently now $408. Now, that took 18 years to grow. Now, I'm going to say it nice and slow. I put in $73. 18 years went by. If you do the accumulative interest, that $73 is $408. Now, that took 18 years. Okay? So, however, it took me 16 years, 6 months to accumulate $1 million in the stock market. Now I need some help, family. Visibility is key. I need to send you the episode to as many, I need you to send this episode to as many people as possible. Visibility is key. The reason why I'm saying visibility is key, because if nobody knows about me, then they're not going to know that an average blue-collar worker can make it. Just want to let it be known. Everybody take a minute and text this to 10 people right now. I'm awake. Text this show to 10 people that you know because visibility is key. They need to know not to watch TV as their motivation, but they could be able to look to their right or to their left as a peer and watch. People, I need to be visible so that they know that $1 million can be made by an average blue-collar worker. In this investment game, you will not have anything that you have not invested in. So you're not going to reap any reward unless you invest into it. Okay? You must start investing now in the top 10 companies, as well as the S&P 500 as a minimum. Again, I am not a financial advisor. Please do your own research. Anything I give you is about information. However, I'm telling you my exact story of what I did in relationship to where I started, to where I am, to where I want to go. So when I say you have to hear my voice, I still want you to research everything that I'm saying. Are we clear? That is the disclaimer. Okay? I'm telling you that this is what I'm doing, and if you choose to follow, you can follow. However, the result that it ended me up with is $1 million. Okay? That took 16 years, 6 months. Once again, write this down. Delayed obedience is disobedience. Don't be disobedient to your own future. Okay? There is no other place better for you to be right now. Because if you are a blue-collar worker, 9 to 5, as my uncle would say, then think about it. I'm the only one out here with a well-documented system to achieve $1 million via investing the average black man, the average black God, the queen, the creator, the originator, the God, the maker, the planet Earth, where our black woman has validated us. Therefore, the black family is God. I started my investment journey 18 years ago, 468 biweekly periods. Question, do you know how long you have been working paycheck-wise? Okay, I said I've been working 18 years, 468 biweekly periods. Do you know how many biweekly periods you have been working? Do you know how many years you have been working? Do you know how many paychecks you have received? Okay, fast forward to this year. And this year, we're on our 11th biweekly period. Did you know that? Okay. Your enemy is going to tempt you with your passion. However, he will turn your passion into pain. What do I mean? There's so many businesses I wanted to do so bad because it was near and dear to my heart while I was going through the struggle. I was caught up in the trauma. The trauma was making me feel good that I was progressing and I was doing my thing. But guess what? You got to put all your decisions onto the number line. Because when it's all said and done, it comes down to the number line. Because what matters is what remains, not the pain. Okay, and the remains are going to be your gains. See, if you don't place all your decisions on the number line, then what feels like passion, again, will turn into pain, and it'll minimize your gains. The open enemy hates you. Are we clear? The open enemy hates you growing, adding more. He'll do anything to prevent you from your resources consistently. Keep being in position to continue to reap what we are sowing, adding to your flowing, adding to your passive income. See, this is how we win. We infiltrate instead of integrate. We buy shares of the top 10 companies, and then we conquer them from within. Are we clear? We go inside of these companies, and we purchase up all of the shares instead of using this money to become a consumer. Our greatness seeps through our melanin and our skin. See, the open enemy knows biologically he's weak from within. But to have melanin and not properly manage it is a sin. The same goes for when you have extra money above your bills and you don't invest it or you don't properly put it proper position to win. See, I have a win. I'm sorry. I have a I cannot win attitude, meaning that I feel like I'm going to win all the time. I don't believe I can lose. So when my own family, you the listener, doubt me, I stay confused. You know why? Because from day one, I was paying attention to my average profit margin above my bills. I was paying attention to the increase. I was paying attention to when it was decreased, what I needed to pay, what I needed to add to it to stay on pace. Okay? Once again, see, I have I can't not win attitude. That's like a tongue twister. All right, so let me just make it simple. I don't believe I can lose. That's better. So when my own family, when I tell someone, mother, brother, cousin, sister, aunt, and they doubt me, I look at them like I'm confused because they don't have that data on themselves. I'm the one talking about future children. I'm the one talking about how economically we should be building as 9-to-5ers. We should all come together. But some don't want to listen, though. Here's a popular one. Some people say, what if, or I feel like, and I just love cutting people off and like, shut up. You know, I don't like to say shut up because it's just such an emotional word. It makes people feel so bad, but shut up. All right? If you're going to talk about what if, or I feel like, we don't do feelings. Please tell me a scenario based upon a number line of why it's not a good idea. The bottom line is when people are saying these doubts, what they're really saying, translation is, they think it's too difficult. But if it wasn't difficult, then to find the money, then to have, you know, like let's think about other things that are difficult. Let's go there. Was it difficult to have a family party for New Year's? No, but you went and did that, and you're telling me you don't want to invest. Okay. Was it difficult to buy something for Valentine's Day? Get your mate something for Valentine's Day. Was it difficult then Mother's Day? Got to buy Mama something that's not worth anything instead of investing because we're doing a feeling instead of placing our thought process on a number line. Then there was Memorial Day when you bought something white, some white pants, white shoes, I don't know, white shirt. Is that difficult?
Okay.
Father's Day when you celebrated that. Then you celebrated on the 4th of July. Then you partied on Labor Day. You wasted that day away. At this point, ask yourself, how you living? Because you even celebrated the thanks for the slaughter, that a.k.a. Thanksgiving. So we have to separate from them. We have to separate, educate, and live out the execution. Again, that might be too difficult because you want at the end of the year to be waiting for a kiss under the mistletoe, and that's not the name of the game. We don't want to be out here celebrating holidays instead of figuring out how we can increase our investments. Repeat after me. Repeat after me. Repeat after me. I don't want extra money. I don't want extra money unless I'm going to invest it. Unless I'm going to invest it so that it grows. So that it grows forever. Forever. Are we clear? I hope we're clear about that. But Captain Planet, you know, sometimes I transform myself, like when I'm doing this monologue with you guys, I really, really think about the name that I came up for myself, which is Captain Planet. You can't live on a planet without a plan. I'm here to play my position as an investor, a general, a captain, somebody to guide you, to tell you my story. You must invest in the top 10 companies. That's what I did in the world, an equity index fund, which is the S&P 500, also known as large cap. Large cap, each company has to make $10 billion as a minimum to be able to be on that platform. Your financial life, you have to prophesize. Documentation beats conversation. Size your life financially. Financially, you have to prophesize. Don't worry if those without finances around you attempt to make you feel awkward and make you feel ostracized, right? While you're prophesizing, they trying to ostracize you, okay? Prosperity over poverty. See, the poverty of those who are concerned with the fake and not the real, we call that seeing the world through the imposter's eyes. The imposters are always trying to judge you. But once you get your first share, then your 10th share, then your 100th share, then your 1,000th share, somebody to budge you or budge me off my mark, off my plan of prosperity. By the way, it took me 18 years, but I now own 1,317 shares of equity index fund. Back to the backstabbers, those who want to destroy your self-esteem. The backstabbers, those who want to destroy you mentally. So, you know, just keep give them a stiff arm. Don't let them hug you. Tell them COVID rules. Don't let the backstabbers hug you. They're going to stab you in the back mentally and slow your process up. That first day that the market goes down or you having a bad day, oh, you got enough. Or, oh, you shouldn't have to worry about investing that way. Keep it going. Okay? When I first started investment-wise, to bottom. So the only way I was saying is, the only way is up. If I only put in $73, I only can go up from here. And as long as I pay more attention to myself than anyone else, the increase of my average profit margin above my bills built my self-esteem. That built my self-esteem. That made me qualified. I said, oh, shoot. I was $73. Now I'm an $83 dude. Oh, shoot. I'm a $115 dude. Wait a minute. I'm a $300 dude. And so forth and so on. I just kept paying attention to myself more than anything else, and that's what I suggest you do. That built my self-esteem. I'm telling you, self-esteem plays a major part in this. Earlier I said read, write, and recite. It's the most important thing in education. But I want you to read the most. What I want you to read the most is your own financial history. So you can see where you started and where you currently are in relationship and the distance between where you want to be. So you have to read, write, and recite your own financial history. Again, I started with $73. Fast forward, my current average profit margin above my bills is $1,734. My goal is $1,924 above my bills. I know where I started, I know where I am, and I know where I want to be, full transparency. See, the open enemy's job is to take your money, divide it from you and your family. That's how he's going to conquer you. The war, then they sponsor the vision of what you think is success. To me, they're the true monsters for doing this. They're spending a whole lot of money to tell lies to your vision. Okay? I'm just trying to get you to have an understanding of what they're doing to you. I'm just trying to get you to learn more about your own financial history, that mismanagement of your funds above your bills is not going to increase your economy. The mismanagement of your funds is not going to get you equality. The mismanagement of your funds is not going to get you to live out your dreams. The mismanagement of your are not going to ensure the next generation live like kings. So if that's the case, you need to do the things that are going to change the narrative. Instead of working to pay bills and your extras, mismanage it and give it to the savages. That's all our whole objective is, not to give it to the savages. Stop embarrassing our race and letting them know that you are investing in your own royalty. That's the whole thing. We're going to invest into our own royalty. If we got the melanin in our skin, I'm getting so excited, I'm getting tongue-tied. If you got the melanin in your skin, you have the supreme blood, so start moving accordingly. Okay? Gentlemen, you're out freaking on our ladies. But all you're doing is shortchanging your babies. Okay? Man, this is when you mismanage your money, you're justifying homicide. Literally, you're killing your own resources. Black man, where's our pride? Stop telling lies to our own vision. You have to document the process so you could go back and make wiser decisions. The execution is the revolution. No more goofy stuff, gentlemen. Okay, I got to say this a little tough right here. You're a sucker if your car costs more than your education. I got to present it to you that way. I got to really, really shock, put the shock value to you. You're a sucker if your liability, which is your car, costs more than you paid for your children's education. It's a couple of things I need you to admit to yourself to let you know that you're tripping. Don't be out here tripping. You out here looking like the open enemy, wearing their clothes, looking like lust. Humpty Dumpty had a great big fall. Humpty Dumpty fell off the Great Wall. You're going to fall off this great wall of mismanaging your money. While you're doing that, I'm going to keep buying equity index funds inside of my 401k, inside of my 457 account, inside of my brokerage account, which allows me to buy outside stocks. I'm going to keep buying VOO, which is the symbol for the S&P 500, which is 505 of the largest stocks in the world, which is 80% of the money in the world. As a minimum, it's $10 billion to be on that platform. I hope you have that memorized by now. Okay? So I'm going to keep buying this platform. You will never, with that mismanaged behavior, be able to fit in my shoes. Not that it's a competition with me. I'm just trying to show you I'm your peer. I'm your blue-collar worker. I'm your 9-to-5 worker. With that behavior, that mismanaged behavior, you know, you'll never be able to move forward. Okay? The summer is coming. So you should watch me as well as watch your weight. I thought that was funny. You should watch me as well as watch your weight. Watch me on the money that I'm putting into the market and protecting my average profit margin above your bills. Watch your weight because we're trying to get healthy in the summertime. We're going to be outside. Okay? No more drinking milk, gentlemen, when we know we're lactose intolerant. That's a health thing, but I'm just trying to paint a picture, paint an analogy that if you know that you're lactose intolerant, why are you drinking milk? I be hearing people say, my circle is small. When I hear people say that, I say to myself, maybe your account is small. You know, maybe your circle is looking like a Cheerio. Because I'd rather increase my community of investors. I don't want a small circle of investors. I want to increase my community of investors. That's my whole goal. That's what I'm trying to do with the Black Hole Radio and invest more than not invest. That's my theory, Joe, though. Okay, that's just my theory. An investor going broke, that's a joke. Investors don't go broke. Anything that the open enemy has to sell me that's quote-unquote luxury, I'm good on all that. Okay? That's goat life. Okay, I want you to get that.
That's goat life. You know what goat life is? Good on all that. We good on all whatever the open enemy has to tell us. We good on all that. That's how we ain't never going broke, because we ain't going to mismanage it, and we not, quote-unquote, going to purchase anything that they say is luxury. There's only one luxury, family. That's spending time with family and friends. You are a goat when you can ignore the open enemy. Stop and go flow, that's broke life, meaning you start, then you stop. When you stop and you go, you stop and you go, and you don't stay consistent, that's broke life. All you have to do financially is lean on me, Joe Clark style. All right? I'm going to lock the chains on the door. And I'm going to tell you exactly my story, how I got to $1 million in 16 years, 6 months. Currently, I've been investing for 18 years, which is 468 biweekly periods. I'm saying that repeatedly because I want you to know you need to stop and think and listen. Well, how many paychecks have I have received on my job? How long does that translate out to in years? Just lean on me. But if you continue to want to open, to want to entertain the open enemy in your living room, just like Joe Clark, I'm going to take you to the roof, like he took Sam to the roof, and I'm going to ask you, if you smoke crack, and y'all know the rest, okay? We got mental health issues going on in our world, so I'm not trying to promote that. I'm just trying to paint the scene of the movie. He said, you smoke crack, right? Either you're going to listen to me, or you're going to do what you want to do, which is not going to get you a profit. It shouldn't be hard to want to get a profit. They just blew dust in our face. They just killed so many of our brothers and sisters with COVID. The open enemy, he blew dust straight in our face. He gave us COVID. Okay? See, the thing about life is you're going to have ups and downs. Things are going to happen that are out of whack. But your investment, as long as your investment and you know your average profit margin above your bills, that you can escalate. So you knew that you was a $100 dude. You might have went below that. You're a $90 dude. You still have to attempt to stack $100. Or when you get back on pace, you write down what you need to write down to be able to catch back up. Are we clear? Okay. I just really want you guys to understand that documentation beats conversation. Like I said, life is ups and downs. But with your investment, as long as you know your average profit margin above your bills, that you can escalate, you can stay on pace. You can always stay on the upside. And by the way, if I tried to do something with you economically and you refused in the past, just remember, it's going to be hard to make up because I'm consistently knowing my average. I'm consistently trying to attempt to become better. And that's going to create the separation between us, okay? Because I'm busy trying to lift up the entire town. I'm trying to lift up the entire community. I'm trying to lift up my entire family. Yeah, I remember when I first had one Airbnb, then two Airbnbs, now working on three Airbnbs out east. Just know when I get to 10, you know, if you want to then do something at that, not so much the middle finger, but it's like the peace sign, all right? It's like, whoa, I've been doing this the entire time. You've been watching. You may miss the opportunity. Just like in other areas of life, you may miss the opportunity. Like they say, windows open and close. The window may close. I don't know who needs to hear that. If the shoe fits, wear that. Okay? The vibe is better than the upside. I took big steps to get here. Since it's basketball season, my euro is different. I don't know. That's what they say in the street. Anyway, Captain Planet, it's hard. I don't need it to be easy. It ain't never going to be easy. I need it to be worth it. That's the key. All so simple, but you want to make it hard, okay? I'm a 9-to-5-er, but I'm not broke, though. Some of my peers are. Some of my peers are broke. Some of my peers are not broke. Some of them are okay. Some of them are broke, though. We all work hard, but on payday, we all have the same boat, though, okay? Some invest, and some put a hole in their own boat, though. Family, either you're a teammate or you're a distraction. Your enemy will never finance your revolution. The revolution only can be solved with your execution. That's to all my 9-to-5s. You are one family. You are all paying the highest tax rate. And they take our money first before you get it. This is more the reason why you have to invest and receive passive income to get back the money. Okay, second, We're dealing with inflation, which is the rising price of goods and weakens your dollar. Third, amortization, which is when we go to buy a house and pay all the interest up front. By the way, a pretty house with no rental income is like a pretty woman with no brains, or ladies, a handsome man who doesn't wish to be a god or who's just not that smart. He's very handsome, but he don't have a brain. I think you get the point, what I'm trying to say. A house without income is not good because of amortization. The open enemy has made being a 9-to-5er a curse by those three things, by taxes, inflation, and amortization. Okay? The minds of the blue-collar worker, I'm attempting to try to change, to stay woke. Decisions on the number line so we can progress. Forward, march. I've never heard somebody say backwards, march. Only time I've seen that, Michael Jackson. When he's looking forward, moonwalking, going backwards. Now ask yourself, are you a winner or are you a chicken dinner? That's like Neville back in Martin. Are you a chump or are you a champ? This is a I told you so moment. The size of your seeds impact, controls, and directs and decides the size of your harvest. Activate your financial seed, black man. You don't reap what you sow, you reap what you have sown. Past tense. The only way to have a future is to invest in the present that will become your past. I live by the seed. I live for the folk. I die for the folk. I live by the seed. You'll die by the seed. Repeat after me. I will multiply by the seed. That's a I told you so moment. I will multiply by the seed. Either you multiply or you die. And we all know we don't want to die. We all know the black man, we don't die, we multiply. Either you're going to become a financial god or you're going to become something odd. My wishes today is for our conversation to dictate our expectations. This is another I told you so moment. Repeat after me. A proper portfolio, prevent poverty permanently. Family, choose prosperity over poverty. What are you building financially? You have to ask yourself every 2 weeks when you get paid, and what problems are you solving financially? Once you taste the progress, don't stop. As far as you're out there in the ether, I hope I served everybody tonight. I tried to just give you a bunch of motivational things to go along with my breakdown, and I really, really hope I'm serving you guys, and I'm so thankful. I'm so appreciative of having this opportunity to be on Black Hole Radio. If you guys have any questions, that's BlackHoleWhole Radio, RADIO, @gmail.com. Brother Forrest, you out there? Okay, he's out there.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much, Brother Forrest. I'm so appreciative. We 11 weeks in, 11 weeks strong, and the S&P is up to 4,200, and I'm just ecstatic. The market is up. The S&P 500 is up 10% for the year. Thank
Beautiful.
You so much, Brother Forrest.
Thank you, big brother. Thank you.
All right. Peace.
A million.